A company developing the holy grail of battery technology just reported a gross margin of -111%. That means for every dollar of product they sell, they spend more than $2 just to make it. So why are they and a half dozen of their competitors in a frantic race to go public? This week, we unpack the high-stakes, high-burn world of solid-state batteries, where the finish line for commercialization just got a lot closer. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're focusing on one topic, the seismic shifts in the solid-state battery landscape. Over the past 2 weeks, a flurry of announcements from China, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea have redrawn the competitive map. We've moved beyond the lab and into a full-scale race for engineering validation and pilot production. For Western companies, this isn't a future trend anymore. It's an urgent, present-day strategic challenge. We'll break down China's aggressive new timeline, the Western strategic response, and the harsh financial realities of bringing this technology to market.
Let's start with the big news out of China. Two of the world's largest battery makers, CATL and BYD, seem to be moving in lockstep. What happened?
Both CATL and BYD have now officially announced targets to begin small-scale pilot production of all solid-state batteries by 2027. This is a major acceleration. Previously, the industry consensus pointed towards 2028 or even 2030 for this milestone.
And what is the core technology here? What makes a solid-state battery so different?
In simple terms, it replaces the flammable liquid electrolyte and current lithium-ion batteries with a solid material. This allows for higher energy density, meaning more range for an EV, faster charging, and a dramatically improved safety profile. BYD is backing its 2027 target with 6 new patents focused on solving what's called interfacial resistance, a key technical hurdle. They even developed a new metric, the Ray Index, to ensure at least 60% contact between the cathode and the solid electrolyte.
So this isn't just a press release. They're patenting the fundamental manufacturing solutions. What does this synchronized 2027 timeline mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a direct competitive threat. It means any Western OEM or battery maker with a solid-state roadmap targeting 2030 is now competitively behind. CATL specified that its initial production will target high-end EVs priced above $35,000, which puts them in direct competition with premium European and American brands.
And for trading companies, is it time to start engaging with these Chinese suppliers?
It's time to start qualifying them. Western trading companies and distributors need to understand that the first wave of commercially available solid-state cells will likely come from Asia. They should be establishing technical dialogues now to understand the specifications, performance data from these 2027 pilot lines, and the potential for future supply agreements.
So, the actionable insight for executives is to reevaluate their timelines immediately?
Precisely. If your R&D roadmap for next-generation batteries extends to 2030, you need an emergency meeting. You must assess how to accelerate your own development or, more realistically, secure a partnership with a technology leader to avoid being locked out of the premium EV market in the late 2020s.
A 2027 timeline from China is incredibly aggressive. How is the West, and particularly the U.S., responding?
The response is twofold: strategic government funding and a different corporate strategy focused on enabling the supply chain. The U.S. government just committed an additional $2 billion to the domestic battery supply chain. The centerpiece is a $1.4 billion Department of Defense loan to Sila Nanotechnologies, which is developing advanced silicon anodes.
We've talked about silicon anodes before. They boost energy density but aren't full solid state, right?
Correct. Sila's technology is a next-generation component, but the funding signals a broader strategy. The U.S. is backing multiple deep tech pathways to secure a domestic advantage. This includes a $900,000 ARPA-E grant to a company called Solid Energies, specifically for electrifying aviation and marine transport, which require even higher performance than EVs.
So government is funding the research. What about the big American players?
Their strategy is more collaborative. Look at Solid Power. At a J.P. Morgan conference, they announced a pivot from R&D to becoming a commercial supplier of solid electrolytes. They're already shipping their third generation of material to partners like BMW, SK On, and Samsung SDI. This positions them as a key enabler for multiple major manufacturers, rather than trying to do everything themselves like CATL or BYD.
What about other U.S. innovators?
We're seeing strong progress. QuantumScape reported its Eagle line for pilot production of its QSE5 cells is advancing, and another U.S. firm, Nuvon, has validated its unique polymer-based electrolyte. Their 5AH cells have passed 2,000 cycles, and crucially, independent nail penetration safety tests. This sulfide-free approach could offer a simpler, more scalable manufacturing process.
How should European manufacturers view these U.S. developments?
As a crucial opportunity for diversification. Relying solely on Asian giants is a supply chain risk. European automakers and industrial firms should be actively evaluating U.S.-based electrolyte suppliers like Solid Power and cell innovators like Nuvon. These companies represent a non-Chinese supply chain that is being actively supported by the U.S. government.
And for distributors?
The actionable insight is to map the emerging North American supply chain. Identify the key material suppliers like Solid Power and the cell producers like QuantumScape and Nuvon. Securing distribution rights or partnerships for these next-generation components could be a massive advantage as U.S. and EU buyers prioritize supply chain resilience.
Troy, all this progress depends on the underlying science and materials. What's the latest from the technical front? Has a winning chemistry been chosen?
No, and that's the key takeaway from the 6th Global Solid-State Battery Summit in Chicago. The industry has reached a consensus that the timeline is splitting. Oxide-based electrolytes, which are more stable in air and easier to manufacture, are now prioritized for introduction in the next 2 to 3 years. The higher-performing sulfide-based batteries are now delayed until 2028-2030 due to manufacturing complexity.
So we'll see a phased rollout of different solid-state technologies.
Exactly. And this is where it gets interesting for the supply chain. A report from TrendForce confirms that the price of lithium sulfide, a key material for that second wave of batteries, has dropped by over 50% in the last 6 months. This dramatically improves the cost effectiveness and makes large-scale production more viable post-2028.
A 50% price drop in a key material is huge. Who benefits?
Companies that have invested heavily in sulfide technology. Japan's Sumitomo Chemical, for example, is targeting mass production of a new, easier-to-handle solid electrolyte by fiscal 2028. South Korea's Solaviz just raised another $17.3 million in a Series C round to dramatically scale up its sulfide electrolyte production. These Japanese and South Korean firms are leading the engineering validation for automotive-grade sales.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It means they need a multi-pronged material strategy. For near-term products, they should focus on integrating the coming wave of oxide-based sales. For the longer term, they need to secure supply chains for sulfide-based materials now, while prices are favorable and capacity is being built. This is a critical sourcing opportunity.
What's the actionable insight here? Are there any wildcards?
The insight is that the materials landscape is fluid, but becoming more predictable. Executives should assign teams to track both oxide and sulfide developments. The wildcard is AI. Researchers at Cornell developed an AI called IONET that identified 63,000 potential new solid electrolyte materials just from their chemical composition. No complex crystal structure data needed. This could radically accelerate the discovery of entirely new, more efficient materials, disrupting all current roadmaps.
We've talked about timelines and technology, but you opened the show with a shocking financial figure. A Chinese company, Qingtao Energy, has a negative 111.6% gross margin. What is going on?
This is the critical grounding reality of the solid-state industry. Qingtao, along with Weili and New Energy and Taiwan's Prologium, are in a fierce race to be the first solid-state battery unicorn to go public. Qingtao is valued at nearly 28 billion RMB, or about $3.8 billion.
But they're losing a massive amount of money on every single battery they produce. Why race to an IPO?
It's what the industry is calling the mass production incurs losses dilemma. They are not yet at a scale where they can achieve manufacturing efficiency. The costs for novel materials, precision equipment, and low initial yields are astronomical. The IPO isn't about rewarding profitability. It's about raising a massive war chest of capital to survive the next 5 years of intense R&D and scale up. They are selling the future, not the present.
So investors are betting on who can burn cash the longest to reach a profitable scale?
In essence, yes. The high valuations, Weili at 20 billion RMB, Prologium at $3.8 billion, show there is immense investor appetite. But Qingtao's financials are a stark warning.
The path from pilot production in 2027 to profitable mass production in 2030 is incredibly capital-intensive and fraught with engineering risk.
What should a U.S. or European manufacturing executive take away from this?
It confirms that building your own solid-state gigafactory from scratch is a multi-billion dollar bet with a high risk of failure. The financial data from Qingtao provides a powerful argument for a partnership model. Working with specialists like Solid Power for electrolytes or licensing a proven cell design may be a far more capital-efficient and strategically sound approach.
And for trading companies and distributors?
Be cautious with new, unproven suppliers. The IPO race will create a lot of noise. Focus on companies that have established partnerships with major automotive OEMs, like Solid Power with BMW or QuantumScape with Volkswagen. These relationships provide a layer of technical and financial validation that is critical in such a high-burn environment. The actionable insight is to prioritize suppliers who are de-risked by major industry players, not just by venture capital.
All right, Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's distill this all down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the 2027 pilot production timeline set by China CATL and BYD is the new global benchmark. It has rendered all previous, slower roadmaps obsolete. Western firms must accelerate their plans or risk falling critically behind in the premium EV market.
Second,
the West is not standing still, but is playing a different game. The U.S. is using strategic funding and fostering a collaborative supply chain, with companies like Solid Power aiming to be the Intel inside for many battery makers. This creates an alternative, non-Chinese ecosystem for European and American companies to plug into.
And the final takeaway?
The financial reality is brutal. As Qingtao's negative 111% margin shows, the valley of death between pilot production and profitability is deep and expensive. This reinforces the need for capital-efficient strategies, strong partnerships, and rigorous due diligence. The technology is getting real, but the business case is still being built, one painful dollar at a time.
A new benchmark, a new supply chain, and a harsh financial reality check. Plenty for executives to consider this week. That's all the time we have.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another strategic briefing.
Don't forget to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. Join us again next week.